The Chris Fade Show. Morning on Virgin Radio. All right, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. We're hanging out right now with a 16-year-old who's got a lot more than we do right now, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is good. He's
just
worked
around his neck, that is, as well.
You know what, Ross? Probably right. Yeah. Justin Roberts, once again.
Yeah!
In Dubai with Apoori, and of course, coming here for Redfest DXB. We're super excited to have you here. Let's just real quickly talk about the blimp, because this is, if I can explain what's going on right now, we've got a tennis racket and a squash racket around the size of those two around your neck, full of diamonds.
Yeah.
But it says Team 10.
And
this
Rob
is
Mob.
The Team 10 chain. This is the Rob Mob chain. My fans are called the Rob Mob.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
We've got a lot of Rob Mob calling in right now. Eva, good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Justin.
What's up?
Hi. I have a question for you.
Sure. What is it?
How did the pressure of Team 10 affect your life? Because, like, you're a 16-year-old and, like, you have school and everything. So, did it affect your life?
Not too much, because I did school online, so it was, it was a lot easier to
really?
Just do.
Really? Online schooling?
Yeah,
I like that, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so, like, I could travel whenever I wanted. So, it didn't really affect me.
All right. Online schooling, do you have set times, or you just, when you want to do your work, you do your work?
Yeah, it's like you have to do so much work, and you can really just get it done whenever you want.
Yeah, a lot of kids on the way. A lot of you guys flexible on the way to school right now Googling. Going, Mom,
Googling.
Can I do online? Can I do online?
How'd you do with detention, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I don't get detention.
send yourself to the bathroom for a little bit. Talia, how you doing, Talia? You there, Talia?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on with Justin Roberts. What do you want to ask?
How are you? Welcome to Dubai.
That's very cute.
What's up?
Did you want to ask Justin something?
Yes. Do you have any other career you want to do or for your future, or is this one you want to do for your whole life?
Oh,
good. You know what, Talia? Really good question. Obviously, good question. There's a lot of fame and fortune around you right now with what you're doing, and you're getting all the views on Instagram and on YouTube. But hey, 15 years from now, does Justin Roberts know where he wants to be or what he wants to do?
Yeah, so I'm diving into like the music area a lot. I had a song called Six Figures. It kind of blew up over in the States.
Like
yes,
E.T.
This is the
this
song.
Is it.
Yeah.
This
is
it. This is good.
Yeah.
So icy like
and
beach.
My main goal right now is to take the Dubai music and combine it with United States music and make Arab music popular in the States. I want to do a collaboration.
That's
Yeah, I want to get a really popular Arab artist, do a collab with them, and make Arab music really popular in the United States.
Like mainstream.
The mainstream
mainstream.
States. Okay, all right,
that's
very cool.
Cool.
Well, you're here with the right people. I'm sure they can hook that all up and work out who you should be talking to and who you shouldn't. Have you ever heard of Duvet? Do you know, have you heard about band Duvet?
Uh-uh.
You weren't briefed about Duvet?
Oh, no.
They
big
are
deal.
The, Justin, Duvet.
Who has not told him about Duvet?
There
Duvet.
Who messed up?
Yeah.
Duvet is the biggest band in the Middle East.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't perform for crowds less than 10,000 people.
I need to collab with them.
Well, lucky you're in the room right now, because
Duvet, it's Rossi and myself, and we were budding actors in LA back in the mid-90s, probably before you were born. He was Affleck, I was like Damon, but we failed. We hit the streets of LA, and we needed to make money. So we got into miming, but no one could hear us, we realized. So we went to music.
Yeah.
And music, we created the world's biggest band. We are the world's biggest cover band. We'll be opening up tomorrow's act. We're actually the headliners, but we'll be on at 6:20. So hopefully you'll get to see us.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
Starting from the top, you know, with Duvet. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
If you've got anything you want us to sing or perform, you let us know. We can get that done at any time for you, okay?
Like now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You have a think about it, and we'll come back to you with a song, okay?
All right.
All right, you just think about what song you want us to do, and we'll get it on there.
For sure.
Okay.
I'm thinking right now.
You look so confused, and that's the right way to be right now. I understand.
If you want Redfest DXB tickets, Justin Roberts and Apoori have hooked up together to bring you a lot of the tickets. You've got... I've seen your Instagram. You've got a bunch of tickets.
I got so many tickets.
Which is super cool. Now, if you want to know how to get them, there's two ways. You either go to Virgin Radio DXB and look at our stories, because we'll be posting on there where Justin's going to be. Or go and check out Justin right now. Justin Roberts 44. Justin Roberts 44. Okay? That's the handle. Follow him because he's allowing you to see where he's going to be at a certain time with a bunch of tickets to go to Redfest DXP. And it will be happening tomorrow after you guys get out of school, or some of you may be at work, but you can go down and find him, right?
Yeah.
Let's not say where exactly. You got to go check that out. Justin Roberts, 4444. All right. Or go to Virgin Radio DXB and check it out. Justin, you're a superstar, mate. Well done on everything that you've already achieved at the young age of 16. Congratulations to the family and the crew that you have around you. We're honored to have you here, and we can't wait for you to experience Redfest DXB.
Thank you.
Give him a round of applause.
Yeah, Justin.